On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Two men have died after being hit by a car as they tried to help the driver of an overturned vehicle on the A20. The 25 and 54-year-olds were struck by a Mercedes on the London-bound carriageway at Swanley yesterday morning. A total of seven vehicles were involved in the collision, which closed the road for more than 12 hours. Six other people were injured.
KMFM News.
A fraudster who claimed more than £100,000 when he lied about living in Grenfell Tower has been jailed for 6 years. Sharif El-Wahibi said he'd been staying with relatives there at the time of the fire. 72 people were killed in the blaze. Sky's Ender Brady at Isleworth Crown Court says police became suspicious after he was kicked out of two hotels.
They looked back at CCTV footage from the tower block in the months before the fire, and they found the El-Wahabi family going in and out with no trace of this man. They then looked at his mobile phone number and they realised that there was no trace of this mobile number in the vicinity of Grenfell.
A report found more than 50,000 children are problem gamblers, a number that's quadrupled in 2 years. It's warning kids are being inundated with betting adverts while more 11 to 16-year-olds gamble than drink or smoke. Campaigners say they're still opposed to a giant solar farm being built in Kent, even though the people behind it have removed 70 acres of panels from their plans. The official application for the £450 million development on land in Graveney near Faversham's now been submitted. If given the go-ahead, the 880,000 solar panels would provide enough power for almost 100,000 homes. Helen Whateley is the area's MP.
The solar park proposal is just on the edge of Faversham, just by one of the parts of the creek, which is a beautiful area for walkers. Locals use it, but it's also part of the tourism appeal of the area, really important to the local economy. So I want that to be taken into account by the Secretary of State when he considers the application.
The proposals also now include a conservation area for birds and a big meadow to help bees. Greg Hitchcock is from Kent Wildlife Trust.
Well, it's certainly a step in the right direction. It appears they've set aside an extra 10 hectares or so of land for the mitigation for things like the brent geese. But the devil's really going to be in the detail.
A final decision on the plans might not be made until 2020.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Theresa May's faced another tough questioning in the Commons over her Brexit deal before she heads to Brussels for more talks later. The Prime Minister's own MPs were among those expressing their dissatisfaction over the withdrawal agreement. £4,500 is going to be spent on replacing a high-tech bin in Folkestone that was destroyed in a suspected arson attack. It was one of 12 bought by the council over the summer, which have solar-powered technology that sends a signal when it needs emptying. The one below the Lees Cliff Hall was found alight last month. Up to 175 drivers in Kent have had their licences revoked after being diagnosed with a sleep condition, according to figures given exclusively to KMFM. It's after we told you yesterday how around 8,000 people are currently getting treatment at a specialist clinic in Ashford, although medics fear that could just be the tip of the iceberg. Meantime, research by the AA has revealed 1 in 8 motorists have admitted falling asleep behind the wheel. Lorna Lee from the organisation says we need to be aware of the signs.
They might turn the radio up, they might wind the window down, we might kind of shuffle a bit closer to their seat or start shifting in the seat a bit more. Those are all things we do to try and keep ourselves awake. They will not keep you awake. If you notice that you're doing this when you're driving, it's a sign that you're too tired to be driving.
They're also calling for more service stations so drivers can take breaks in safe conditions.
Sport.
With Dynorod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and Gillingham need a win later to make it through to the next round of the FA Cup. Ishmael has more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, Gillingham are travelling to Hartlepool after a disappointing 0-0 draw against the non-league side at Priestfield 11 days ago. Gill's boss Steve Lovell says they've made plenty of preparations for tonight's replay.
If they play the same way and they sit behind the ball, then we've got plans how to remedy that. If they don't, then we'll play our normal game and we'll go on attack as normal and try and put them under pressure and try and take the chances that come along.
Meanwhile, Ebbsfleet are out of the FA Cup. They were beaten 2-0 at Cheltenham in a first-round replay last night. And in cricket, England have recalled Stuart Broad and Johnny Bairstow for the third and final test of their tour of Sri Lanka. Broad replaces James Anderson, who's rested, while Bairstow comes in for injured all-rounder Sam Curran. Joe Root's side have already won the series.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.